The National Football League playoffs heat up this weekend with the conference semifinals. The New England Patriots are still in the running as they pursue their third championship in 4 years. Joining me now, as he has often during the season, is Peter Richmond, a columnist for GQ magazine who follows the NFL for Morning Edition. Good morning.
Good morning.
Of the four games this weekend, is there any that you would consider the marquee matchup?
Every football fan has been waiting for a year for this rematch of the Indianapolis Colts at the New England Patriots. It's almost too bad it's happening so early in the playoffs, because the rest of the playoffs are going to be anticlimactic after this one. The Colts have Peyton Manning, of course, the league's most valuable player. He has the best receivers, and he wants revenge, because last year, New England shut him down in the AFC Championship game. The Patriots, of course, are the defending Super Bowl champions. But their most valuable player, as always, is this coach, Bill Belichick, who knows how to stop every team who seems to have a powerful offense. Last year, he stopped Manning by forcing him to throw his passes while he was running away from people who were trying to tackle him. This year, it's going to be tougher for him to do that. He'll probably figure out another way to stop him, though. He always finds ways.
What about the other AFC game? Is there a star quarterback there as well?
Well, Ben Roethlisberger is the sensational rookie of the Pittsburgh Steelers. The town loves him. As we speak, taverns all over Pittsburgh are serving Roethlisbergers. But he's a rookie, and so the coach, Bill Cowher, will probably minimize his role in this game. Pittsburgh plays the New York Jets. The key here, the Steeler defense, which is completely ignored, and they're the best in the league. The Jets are kind of fortunate to be here. They have a running back named Curtis Martin, who's just fabulous, and he's fun to watch, but it's about all they have. Their coach is a very intense, out-there guy named Herm Edwards, who's great at motivating his team, but he's terrible at game coaching. Last week against San Diego, the Jets had two consecutive plays where they only had 10 men on the field, which is kind of unheard of in the National Football League.
Sounds like the Steelers have a real chance to advance past the semifinals. If there's going to be an all-Pennsylvania Super Bowl, the Philadelphia Eagles are going to have to win a couple more games as well.
The Eagles would have to go all the way. They're the best of the bunch in the NFC, but that's not saying a lot. They've got their flamboyant receiver Terrell Owens out with a broken leg. They haven't won in a month, and that's tough psychologically. On the other hand, they're playing the Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings are only one of two teams in history to finish 8-8 with as many losses as wins and still actually win a game in the playoffs. They're pretty mediocre.
And what other 8-8 team won a game in the playoffs?
The St. Louis Rams, who are kind of a wild card here. They're visiting Atlanta in the other NFC game. St. Louis sneaked by Seattle last week, and they seem to have recovered that thing they had for so many years of being able to kind of score at will when they're playing in domes. Fortunately for them, Atlanta has the Georgia Dome. The Falcons' success rests entirely on Michael Vick, that combination runner-passer-Superman. He's impossible to tackle. A lot of people think that the Falcons coach Jim Mora would be better off calling the old single-wing formation and just letting Michael Vick run the ball 40 times in a game. But it probably won't happen, and the Rams could pull an upset here.
Peter Richmond is a columnist for GQ magazine who follows the NFL for Morning Edition.